These 10 days between now and February 14th may well be the 10 days that shake the world.
NPR News Analyst Daniel Shore.
Between now and then, the United Nations inspectors will go to Baghdad and return to tell the Security Council how much it can believe of Secretary Powell's forceful indictment of Saddam Hussein's banned weapons and their banned concealment. Today, France, Russia, China, and Germany indicated in the Security Council they were not ready to go all the way with Powell in concluding that Saddam Hussein has blown his last chance opportunity to come clean and disarm, meaning that the time has come for what are euphemistically called serious consequences, meaning war. The Europeans were still talking today of enhanced inspection, of more diplomacy, and more discussion in the Security Council. The Bush administration has made a big investment in trying to win over the doubting governments by drawing on intelligence secrets to make its case. Powell pointedly said that Abu Musab Zarqawi's terrorists operating from Iraq threatened France, Italy, Germany, and Russia, as well as America. This is a week of intense transatlantic activity trying to enlarge President Bush's coalition of the willing. Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain meets with French President Jacques Chirac. President Bush talks on the phone to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The European Union talks about a special summit meeting. The Turkish Parliament meets on Thursday, voting on military plans. Sunday, Russia's Putin talks to German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. This becomes a defining moment for America's relations with its allies. If this is a last chance for Iraq, it may also be a sort of last chance for the system of alliances that rests on America's unmatched strength in the world. For European countries, which have been enjoying the popularity they achieve by thumbing their nose at a superpower, it's come time to consider the risks and the costs of letting America go it with the support of only a medley of lesser countries, many of them counting on payoffs from America. In the end, which is about 10 days from now, some of the bigger governments may think again of turning their backs on America. This is Daniel Shore.